الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. والله أسأل أن يرزقنا الإخلاص في أعمالنا وأن يحسن لنا الختام. I ask Allah to grant us sincerity and to give us all good endings. كنا أنهينا في الحصة الماضية الكلام عن معاصي القلب، الآن نشرع إن شاء الله تعالى في الكلام عن معاصي البطن. In the previous session we ended talking about the sins of the heart. Now إن شاء الله we are going to start talking about the sins of the abdomen. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومن معاصي البطن أكل الربا والمكس والغصب والسرقة وكل مأخوذ بمعاملة حرمها الشرع. The author said, among the sins of the abdomen are to consume the money of usurious gain, al-riba, to consume the money of taxes on trade, al-max, to consume the money of others, taking from them by force, al-ghasb, to consume the money of stealing, al-sariqa, to consume anything taken through a deal unlawful by the Islamic law. شرح ذلك أن معاصي البطن عديدة. There are several sins related to the abdomen. كل مال يدخل على الشخص بطريق الربا أكله حرام. Consuming any type of money that one receives through the usurious gain, a riba, is prohibited. عندما نقول أكل مال الربا حرام لا نريد هنا بالأكل مجرد الإدخال إلى إيصاله إلى البطن إلى المعدة، إنما نريد بالأكل الانتفاع، فكل انتفاع بمال الربا هو حرام. So here we are not talking about eating what is taken by a riba only. We are talking about consuming any type of money that one acquires through a riba, through the usurious gains. لأن هذا المال ما دخل في ملك الشخص فليس له أن يتصرف فيه. Because this money does not belong to the one who acquired it. If someone acquires money through a riba, through the usurious gain. Truly, this person does not own the money. This money is still owned by its original owner, by the one who gave it. This is why the one who takes it, who acquires it, is not allowed to consume, is not allowed to consume it. فكل تصرف من حيث الانتفاع بمال الربا فهو كبيرة من الكبائر. Consuming the money taken by the usurious gain is an enormous sin. By any way, consuming it is an usurious gain. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لعن بعض الصحابة قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهده. Some of the companions said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام damned the one who takes a riba, the one who gives it, the one who writes its contract, and the one who witnesses for such contract. All of them are damned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. والذنب الذي جاء في الشرع لعن فاعله يكون من الكبائر. Any sin in which or about which the damn of Allah is mentioned in the religious texts, or let me say it in another way, any sin about which it is mentioned in the religious texts that the one who does it is damned, then this sin would be an enormous sin. والذي يكتب عقد الربا ملعون كتبه بأجرة أو بغير أجرة. والذي يشهد ملعون شهد بأجرة أو بغير أجرة. The one who writes the contract of riba is damned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, is committing an enormous sin whether he takes money for that or not to write the contract. The one who witnesses that for that contract is damned whether he takes money to be a witness or he does not. كذلك من المعاصي أكل المكس. والمكس هو ما يأخذه الحاكم بغير حق عن أموال التجارة وما شابهها. أكل مال المكس حرام أيضا. Also, it is prohibited to consume the money, the tax money. And we mean by that the money which is taken by the ruler unjustly from the traders and the like. Consuming such money is also among the sins. كذلك الغصب أكل مال الغصب من المعاصي. والغصب هو أخذ المال اعتمادا على القوة. Likewise, if one takes بغير حق اعتمادا على القوة. أخذ مال الغير بغير حق اعتمادا على القوة. Likewise, taking money from someone else unrightfully by force, and consuming it. Both are among the sins. Taking it by force and rightfully is haram. Consuming such money by the one who takes it is haram. ثم لو لم أعرف أنا مثلا لو لم أخذ هذا المال بالقوة من شخص لكن الذي أخذه بالقوة من طريق حرام أعطانيه وعرفت أنا أن هذا المال مال غصب أو مال سرقة أو مال ربا فلا يجوز لي أكله لأنني عرفت أنه مال حرام مأخوذ بغير وجه حق. If someone takes unrightfully the belongings of someone else through the usurious gain, by force or the like, and then this person gives this money to another one, and this other one, the second person who takes the money, knows that this money is a haram money, then he also, the second one, is not allowed to consume it because he knows that this money is taken unrightfully from its owner. So not just the one who takes it, anyone who knows that this is taken unrightfully is not allowed to consume it. If it reaches one's hands, he needs to take it and give it to its original owner, to its owner. أما المال الذي يأخذه الحاكم عند الضرورة من أموال الأغنياء لسد الضرورات فهذا أخذه له يكون بحق ليس محرما. We said that it is not permissible religiously to take money from the traders and the like unrightfully, like many rulers do, etc. Now, in the cases of necessity, when there is a necessity and there is not enough money in the treasury to fulfill those necessities, and we are talking about necessities, not any need, not anything, about necessities. So if there is not enough money in the treasury to fulfill those necessities, then the ruler is allowed, it is permissible for the ruler to take enough money from the wealthy people to fulfill those necessities. Not more than that. Enough to fulfill those necessities. Islamically, for example, if in an area there are poor people who do not have the basic shelter, the basic food, the basic clothes, if there are poor people who do not have that, then, and there is not enough money in the treasury to cover the needs of these people, then the ruler is allowed to take from the money of the wealthy people enough to fulfill those needs, to cover those needs, even if this reaches a point of taking all their money and leaving for them what is enough to to cover their needs for 1 year. So even if the ruler, if there is necessity, the ruler can take all their money, all their belongings, except what they need for themselves and the people that they are obligated to support for 1 year, to fulfill the necessities of those poor people that we talked about. So in the rules of the religion, it is not permissible to leave those people, those poor people, those needy people, as they are without taking care of them. إن لم يكن هناك حاكم ليفعل الذي ذكرناه على أغنياء المسلمين أن يفعلوه فإن لم يفعلوا أثموا. And if there is no ruler to do that, or let us say that the ruler does not want to do it for one reason or another, then the wealthy Muslims have to do it. They have to take care of it. And if they neglect fulfilling those needs, then they would be sinful for that. ومن المحرمات أكل مال السرقة وهو كل مال أخذ من حرز مثله خفية. كل مال يؤخذ بالخفية من المكان الذي يحفظ فيه مثل هذا المال عادة يقال له مال السرقة. أكله حرام. Among the sins also is to consume the money, the stolen money. Religiously, stolen money refers to the money which is taken unrightfully in a concealed manner from where it is usually kept. So this is what is called stolen money in the rules of the religion. مثلا إذا كان معي مال عملة ووضعت هذه العملة في الخارج عند باب المصلى وتركتها في كيس وذهبت فجاء واحد فأخذها عليه ذنب لكن هذا لا يسمى السرقة ليس هذا السرقة في اصطلاح الشرع لأن مثل هذا المال لا يحفظ عادة عند باب المصلى بهذه الطريقة وإن كان هو آثما بأخذه لكن ليس هذا ما يطلق عليه في اصطلاح الشرع السرقة إنما السرقة في اصطلاح الشرع ما أخذ خفية من حرز مثله من المكان الذي يحفظ فيه مثله في العادة. If I have, let's say, a certain amount of money, currency, I put it in a bag and I put it outside the musalla here, next to the door. I leave it there and I go to do something. Someone comes and takes it. He is committing a sin by that. He is not allowed to do it. But technically, in the rules of the religion, this is not what we call stealing. Why? Because this is not where such amount usually the money, the currency, is not kept at the door of the musalla. So this is not what we call technically stealing in the rules of the religion. Although it is haram, of course, it is not permissible to do it. Consuming the money of stealing is haram. كذلك أكل مال النهب. النهب هو ما يأخذه الشخص اعتمادا على الهرب. أيضا أكله حرام. Sometimes one might take the money of someone else relying on running away. Not in a concealed manner, not relying on force. He might snatch it and run away. Also consuming such money is haram. Doing that is haram, consuming it is haram also. وقد جاء في حديث البخاري وغيره إن أناسا يتخوضون في مال الله بغير حق فلهم النار يوم القيامة. It was narrated by Al-Bukhari and others that those who use the money unrightfully, they are those who are immersed in spending the unlawful money, using the unlawful money, deserve the torture of hellfire in the hereafter. This is what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. So one has to avoid the haram money. In Sheikh's town, in Sheikh Abdullah's town in Harar, there was a trader. He bought some olive oil. To make soap out of it. And there it is not, olives do not, they do not grow olives there. So he bought some olive oil to make soap out of it. And he had this olive oil in a container. A mouse went into that olive oil and it died into it. So by that, after dying, the mouse became najas, filthy. And all the olive oil became najas, filthy. All the quantity. This man was a good person. So he went to one of the scholars and he asked him, is it permissible for me to sell this after it became najas, filthy? That scholar told him, no, it is not permissible for you to do that. So he poured all of it, just like that. And he was not a wealthy person at all at the time. Later, he became one of the most wealthy people, yani, in the town. He became a big trader, a very wealthy person. This is how the person should act. One should observe the rules of the religion, regardless of the money that is coming. Is it a lot? Is it a little bit? If he observes the rules of the religion, the money doesn't come at all, one should observe the religious rules in all these cases. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وشرب الخمر وحد شاربها 40 جلدة للحر ونصفها للرقيق وللإمام الزيادة تعزيرا. The author said to consume alcohol, the punishment of the drinker who is free is 40 lashes, and the slave receives 1/2 of that. The caliph may add to that as a disciplinary action. من جملة المحرمات شرب الخمر. Among the prohibited matters is to drink wine. وذلك من الكبائر. Drinking wine is an enormous sin. وتعريف الخمر كما قال سيدنا عمر كل ما خامر العقل كل ما أذهب يعني أثر في العقل أذهب العقل وأورث نشوة وطربا. هذا تعريف كل شراب فعل ذلك. The definition of the prohibited of alcohol is every drink as it was narrated from our master Umar. It is every drink that affects one's mind. And it gives ecstasy. And it gives ecstasy. So any drink that causes that has religiously the same judgment as khamr. Any intoxicating drink has the same judgment as khamr, is considered khamr religiously. Drinking alcohol is an enormous sin, as we said. شرب الخمر كما قلنا ذنب كبير. الخليفة يحد شارب الخمر 40 بالجلد 40. The caliph punishes, the caliph, not, that is when there is a caliph, not like any person. The caliph, the ruler, punishes the one who drinks alcohol by lashing him 40 lashes. ويجوز له إن رأى ذلك إن رأى في ذلك مصلحة أن يزيد إلى 80. It is permissible for the caliph to add the lashes if he thinks that this is beneficial up to 80 lashes. في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يحد شارب الخمر 40. At the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the one who drank alcohol used to be hit 40 times. في زمن سيدنا عمر لمصلحة زاد عمر إلى 80. At the time of the caliphate, during the caliphate of Umar, سيدنا عمر, our master Umar, added the lashes up till 80 for a benefit that he recognized. علي رضي الله عنه, سيدنا علي قال هذا سنة وهذا سنة. Our Master Ali said about this issue, this is Sunnah and this is Sunnah, which means hitting 40 is in compliance with the rules of the religion, and hitting 80 is also in compliance with the rules of the religion. By doing that, the caliph would be following the path of the Prophet, and by doing the other thing, by hitting 80 also, one would be following the path of the Prophet, because the caliph has the right, he can, if he wants, to add up till 80 lashes to that punishment. قال المؤلف ومنها أكل كل مسكر. The author said to consume whatever is intoxicating. الإسكار كما قلنا تغيير العقل مع الإطراب مع النشوة والفرح. As we said, intoxicating means changing one's mind while giving ecstasy. أما ما يغير العقل من غير إطراب فهو حرام لكنه لا يسمى مسكرا. Now if something changes the mind, affects one's mind, but it does not give ecstasy, consuming it is prohibited, but this is not considered intoxicating. This is not considered khamr. This is not considered an intoxicating substance. But it is haram. لأنه لا يجوز أن يتعاطى الإنسان ما يغير العقل, because it is not permissible for one to use what changes, affects one's mind, affects in a bad way, that is, one's mind. فالمخدرات ليست مسكرة. For example, drugs are not considered, they do not have the same judgment as alcohol. لكن أخذها حرام, but taking them is prohibited. لأن الله تبارك وتعالى قال ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم. يفهم من هذا أنه لا يجوز للإنسان أن يتعاطى ما يؤدي به إلى الهلاك. Because as it is mentioned in Al-Quran, it is not permissible for one to consume what leads him to what harms him and leads him towards death or the like. أما السجائر فلا تدخل تحت هذا. Cigarettes are not considered like that. Cigarettes are not considered neither like alcohol nor like the drugs. يفصل في حكمها على حسب حال الشخص. إن كان يضره تدخينها حرام عليه وإلا فلا. Details are given about cigarettes contingent upon the status or the condition of the person. If he is harmed by smoking cigarettes, then it is haram for him to do that. And it is haram to help him to do that. Which means if you know that someone is harmed by smoking cigarettes, and they ask you to buy for them some cigarettes, you do not do it. If one is not harmed by smoking cigarettes, then it is permissible for him to do that. It is better not to do it, but it is not haram if he does it, if he is not harmed by smoking cigarettes. إذا ما في مجال إلا يا هيك يا هيك بتعطيه لا إذا ما في مجال إلا يا هيك يا هيك قال المؤلف وكل نجس أو نجس ومستقذر. The author said to consume najas, filthy and revolting substance. It needs to consume whatever is najas, filthy and revolting. من جملة معاصي البطن أكل النجاسات. It is haram to eat anything that is najas, filthy. Among the sins of the abdomen is to eat anything that is najas, filthy. مثل الدم المسفوح الدم مثل الدم السائل like the running blood. الكبد يجوز أكله الطحال يجوز أكله أما الدم الذي ينزل من العرق عند يخرج من الجرح فهذا لا يجوز أكله. Eating liver is permitted. It is permissible to eat the liver, for example. It is permissible. شو الطحال؟ It is permissible to eat the spleen, but the blood that comes out from the wound, for example, it is not permissible to eat it. To consume it. The blood, when you cut an animal and the blood comes out, in this, the blood that comes out in this case, you cannot consume it. You are not allowed to consume it. أما الدم الذي يبقى في داخل العروق في اللحم يجوز. Now, after slaughtering a sheep, for example, sometimes some blood stays in the meat, in the veins, in the meat. This is permissible to eat it. This is not running blood. أحيانا كذلك عندما يوضع اللحم في القدر لطبخه يكون أثر دم هذا أيضا يجوز تناوله ليس حراما. Likewise when you put in the container some meat to cook it, if you put water with it and then you will find that there are traces of the blood, the water becomes red, isn't it? This doesn't affect. This does not make prohibited eating that meat. You can eat it, it's not prohibited. لأن الله قال أو دما مسفوحا وهذا ليس منه. Because Allah said in Al-Quran أو دما مسفوحا, which means the running blood, and this is not considered a part of it. كذلك لا يجوز أكل المستقذر، الشيء الذي ينفر منه طبع الإنسان السليم في العادة يستقذره، هذا لا يجوز أكله. Likewise, it is not permissible to consume the revolting substance. There are certain substances that the ordinary people, the sane people, they feel repelled from it. They don't eat it. They don't consume it. Such matters are forbidden to be eaten. It is not permissible to eat such substances. مثل البزاق, like spitting, like the spit. If someone spits, it's not permissible to consume the spit, for example. مثل المني كذلك. Like the mani, like the semen. وَإِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَ بَعْضِ الْأَئِمَّةِ طَاهِرًا. Although according to some imams, like al-Shafi'i, it is not considered najasa, but still it is haram to consume it because it is revolting. أما بلع الريق طالما هو في الفم فلا يؤثر. Now swallowing your saliva, as long as you do that while it is in your mouth, it is not separated from your mouth, it is permissible to do that. This is not revolting. Or if someone, أو إذا بلل شفتيه الشخص بلسانه ثم بعد ذلك بلل أمر اللسان مرة ثانية على البلل, هذا لا يؤثر. Or like if someone licks his lips and then he licks them again and again, it doesn't matter. This is only wetness. This is not a revolting issue. نبي أسب. ومن جملة معاصي البطن أكل مال اليتيم. Among the sins of the abdomen is to consume the money of the orphan unrightfully. الله تعالى في القرآن نص على تحريم أكل مال اليتيم. It is mentioned explicitly in Al-Quran that it is prohibited to consume the orphan's money, the orphan's belongings. قال الله تعالى في سورة النساء إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. الله تعالى said in سورة النساء that those who consume the money of the orphans, they are going to be tortured by fire, by burning the the internal organs, and they are going to be tortured in hellfire. That is, of course, if someone consumes it unrightfully. Al-yateem لا يجوز حتى للفقير أن يأخذ من ماله. If someone is an orphan, even a poor person is not allowed to take from the money of the orphan. يعني لو أعطاه اليتيم من ماله الذي هو مال اليتيم لا يجوز للفقير أن يأخذ إن عرف. If an orphan gives a poor person from his own money, from the money of the orphan, this poor person is not allowed to take that money because it is the money of an orphan, even if the orphan himself gives it to the poor person. He does not take it. وَقَصْدُنَا بِالْيَتِيمِ مَنْ لَمْ يَبْلُغْ بَعْدْ وَقَدْ مَاتَ أَبُوهُ. What we mean by al-yateem is the one whom his father died and he is not yet pubescent. إذا مات الأب فورث اليتيم مثلا طعاما لا يجوز لغيره أن يأكله. If the father dies, and by that the orphan inherits food from his father, it is not permissible for other than the orphan to eat it, to consume it. ناس كثيرون لا يراعون هذا. Many people, they do not observe these rules. بل يأكلون مال اليتيم لأن اليتيم يستضعف في العادة. Rather they consume, they take unrightfully the money of the orphans because the orphans are weak people usually. They are weak, they are small, young, they are. So many people they take their money unrightfully. It is an enormous sin to do that. ويفهم من الآية التي ذكرناها أن قسما من هذه الأمة لا بد أن يعذبوا في نار جهنم. It is also understood from the verse that we mentioned that a part of this nation are going to be tortured in hellfire. لأن الله قال وسيصلون سعيرا. Because Allah said, and they are going to be tortured in hellfire. فما يقوله بعض الناس ما يدعو به بعض الناس أحيانا يقولون في بعض البلاد اللهم أجرنا وأجر والدينا. الله يقولون اللهم أجرنا وأجر والدينا وجميع المسلمين من نار جهنم. هذا مخالف لشرع الله. So what some people say in certain areas, in some countries, they make dua and they say, oh Allah, protect us, protect our sheikhs, protect our ancestors, and protect all the Muslims from hellfire. By saying protect all the Muslims from hellfire, they are saying an unlawful saying. They are not permitted to say that. One is not permitted to make dua, oh Allah, protect all the Muslims from hellfire. نعم لو أراد أن يستغفر لو قال ربي اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات يجوز، بل له ثواب بعدد كل مؤمن ومؤمنة، لأن هذا لا يعني كل ذنوبهم. إذا قال ذلك هذا لا يعني كل ذنوبهم. If one says, "Oh Allah, forgive the Muslims, males and females," this is permissible, this is rewardable, because this does not mean forgive all their sins. He did not say all their sins. أما أن يقول أجر كل المسلمين من النار فهذا مخالف لما جاء في الشرع. Now to say, "Oh Allah, protect all the Muslims from hellfire," this is not in compliance with the rules of the religion. من كان يعرف أنه جاء في الشرع ما يدل على أنه لا يعذب، لا بد أن يعذب قسم من المسلمين، ثم يقول مع ذلك يا رب أجر كل المسلمين من النار، يكفر. If someone knows that there are religious texts that indicates that are explicit about the matter that some of the Muslims are going to be tortured in hellfire, and despite knowing that one says, "Oh Allah, protect all the Muslims from hellfire," then one blasphemes by that, because he would be belying the religious text. He knows that this is mentioned in the religion and he is saying that. This is mentioned in several books, several scholars, Shafi'is and Hanafis, warned against this word. عدة من كتب المشايخ الشافعية والحنفية حذروا من هذه الكلمة. عدد. ومن معاصي البطن أيضا أكل مال الأوقاف على خلاف ما من هنا يعلم أن علم الدين من هنا يعلم أهمية عن علم الدين، أن يتعلم الإنسان قبل أن يدخل في الشيء، حكم الشيء قبل أن يدخل فيه. يعني this what we already said, this statement is said in some parts of Algeria, in some parts of Syria, in some parts of Ethiopia, in some parts of Somalia, this false statement. It is said in different areas. Maybe many of them, they say it without knowing what it means. But still, it is said. And this emphasizes what we said previously many times, that one needs to learn before being involved in anything. Before being involved in any matter, learn what is the judgment of what you want to do. Is it permissible or not? If it is not permissible, then do not do it. If it is not permissible to say this statement, then you don't say it. If one does not learn, one might do an enormous sin without even knowing that it is an enormous sin. It is very important to learn before being involved. Even when one wants to make dhikr, when one wants to make dua, he needs to learn, is it permissible to make this dua or not? He needs to know. Is it permissible to make this dhikr or it is not? Once an old man, a Kurdish old man, he came to Sheikh Abdullah and was talking with him. They were talking together, and that man mentioned that since, I forgot how long, 50 years, 40 years, 70 years, I don't remember now, but many, many, many years, when he used to make a sujood, he used to stay in a sujood, he came up with this issue. He used to say, Subhan al-Jalis, Subhan al-Jalis. Which means, al-Jalis means the one who's sitting. So he was attributing sitting to Allah Ta'ala. He was blaspheming during every prayer. He prayed since, I forgot, 40, 70 years, many, many years. So Shaykh Abdullah told him that this is kufr. He took a shahada, alhamdulillah. But he lost all what he did before. All of that was just lost because he did not learn. It is very important to learn before being involved in an act. قال المؤلف وأكل مال الأوقاف على خلاف ما شرط الواقف. The author said to consume the money of the waqfs in a way contrary to the condition set by the one who established it. الإنسان قد يخرج شيئا من ملكه بشروط مخصوصة بحيث لا يكون هذا الشيء مملوكا لإنسان غيره، لكن يستفاد منه دائما على حسب شروط هو وضعها، هذا يقال له وقف. مثلا لو أنه كان عندي قطعة أرض، فقلت وقفت هذه الأرض مسجدا لله تعالى، معناه أخرجت هذه الأرض من ملكي، ما عادت ملكي، ولم أملكها لواحد آخر ولا يتملكها واحد آخر، إنما تصير هذه الأرض تستعمل دائما فيما شرطت استعمالها فيه، الذي هو إيش؟ الصلاة. صارت مخصصة للصلاة دائما، هذا يقال له وقف. هذا الوقف. In sometimes one might take out of one's ownership something that he owns without becoming owned by someone else, to be dedicated, to be used in a specific manner that one establishes. That one makes it a condition. This is called waqf. An example. If I own a piece of land and I say waqaftu hazihi al-ard masjidan, which means I now dedicate this land to be as a waqf, to be a masjid. By saying that, immediately this land is no more owned by myself. خلاص. I do not own it. It is not owned by another Muslim or a non-Muslim. No, it's not owned by another person at the same time. It becomes dedicated only for what I dedicated it for, it, which is a masjid, a mosque, to pray in it. This is called waqf. If I have, let's say, a house, I can dedicate it a masjid also. مثلاً عندي بناية فقلت وقفتها على فقراء المسلمين يعني أن تؤجر مثلاً قلت هذه جعلتها وقفاً لتؤجر ويصرف ريعها على فقراء المسلمين تصير وقفاً على ذلك. If I own a building, for example, and I say that I now dedicate this building as a waqf to be rented, and the money that comes from that to be spent on the poor Muslims. When I say that, immediately, I do not own any more of this building, no other person owns it, it becomes dedicated for this purpose only, to be rented, and then the money that comes from the rent to be distributed among the poor Muslim. This is called waqf. قد يكون عندي قد أبني بناء وأقول هذا جعلته لمبيت طلبة الحديث لمبيت طلبة العلم الذين يدرسون الفقه الشافعي لمبيت طلبة العلم الذين يدرسون الفقه الحنفي لمبيت طلبة العلم الذين يدرسون الفقه المالكي أو لأي طالب من طلبة العلم كل هذا يصح ويصير وقفا. I might have a place and I say I now dedicated as waqf for the students, those who are seeking the knowledge of the religion, to stay in it. So it becomes dedicated for that. خلاص. Always. I cannot sell it later. I cannot change my mind. I cannot change the status of the place. That's it. So always it is dedicated for that. If I say to be dedicated as a place where the people who learn the Maliki school to stay in it, then it becomes dedicated for that. Those who learn the Shafi'i school do not stay in it. Those who learn the Hanafi school do not stay in it. It depends. إذا تصرف إنسان في الوقف على خلاف ما شرط الواقف وقع في المعصية. If someone manages this waqf in a way that does not comply with the condition of the one who established it, this is sinful. يعني إذا كان الوقف ريعه شرط الواقف أن يكون ريعه لمن يطلبون علم الحديث لا يجوز أن يصرف ريعه لمن يطلب علم القراءات ولا يطلب علم الحديث. So for example, if someone dedicates a place, a building, something for the money that generates from it to be spent among those who seek the knowledge of hadith, it is not permissible for someone who does not seek the knowledge of hadith to consume that money, to take from it. So it needs to be consumed according to the conditions set by the one who established that waqf. Is it clear? واضح أمر الوقف شو يا خالد؟ No, the money, this currency that we use nowadays, as they use, it's not waqf, because Because you don't benefit from it except by spending it. Al-waqf, you benefit from it while it is still as is. So let's say we get together, five of us, and we say we want to buy a piece of land, a specific piece of land, to make it a masjid. So we put our money together. I put a little bit, you put a little. Five people, they put together, each one a little bit, and then they buy this piece of land. And now they are partners in this piece of land. And after buying it, do they dedicate it as waqf or not? After buying it, yeah, they can dedicate it, of course, to be a masjid. A group of people. It doesn't have to be one person. A group of people, partners, can do that also. There are rules. You can, under the... No, this issue, there are rules for it even in non-Islamic countries where you can protect that. A waqf could take place in an Islamic country or a country which is not an Islamic country. Okay. About what we said, or is it to understand something, or to stretch it, or go ahead? No, this is something else. It does not affect the rule that we mentioned. Those are two different issues. It does not affect the judgment that we mentioned. طيب. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والمأخوذ بوجه الاستحياء بغير طيب نفس منه. The author said, to consume what was given out of shyness and not out of one's goodwill. معنى ذلك أن الإنسان أحيانا قد يعطي آخر شيئا بغير طيب نفس منه إنما من باب الحياء. الآخر إذا عرف أنه لا يعطيه بطيب نفس, إذا عرف الآخذ أن الذي يعطي يعطي حياء, لا يجوز له أن يأخذ. Sometimes a person might give something to another person out of shyness, without his goodwill. The one who takes this thing, the receiver, if the receiver knows that the giver, the donor, is giving him this thing out of shyness, it is not permissible for him to take it. So consuming what is taken by shyness, if one knows that it is taken like that, is prohibited. أحياناً واحد لا يعطيك شيئا, تريد منه شيئا لا يعطيكه, فبعد ذلك أنت تتركه بين الناس, بين من يستحي هو منه, وتأتي إليه تقول أعطني هذا الشيء, وأنت تعرف أنه لا يعطيك من طيب نفس, إنما يعطيك من باب الحياء بسبب الموجودين. في هذه الحال لا يجوز لك أن تأخذ هذا الشيء. Sometimes one might know that One might ask something from another person, and this other person does not want to give that thing to him. So what does he do? He waits until this other person is with a group of people. He knows that if he's going to ask him now, he is going to be shy to say no because of the other people, the group of people with whom he is. So he chooses this time to ask the person to give him that thing, knowing that he is not giving him this thing out of his goodwill, rather out of shyness. This is haram. Taking it is haram. Consuming it is haram. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفس منه. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفس منه, which means the belonging of another Muslim does not become lawful for you except if he gives it to you out of his goodwill. حتى لو كانت قيمة هذا الشيء شيئا خفيفا خفيفا بغض النظر عن القيمة. Regardless of the value of that thing, whether it is small value or a big value, it doesn't matter. It is not permissible to take it out of shyness. نعم. في هذه الحال حرام عليه أن يأكله وعليه أن يرده. In this case, it is not permissible for him to consume it, because we are talking about the sins of the abdomen. It's not permissible for him to consume it, and he has to give it back to the donor. نكتفي بهذا. Let us stop here for now. نعم. Go ahead. Can you repeat, please? In which case? If one takes something out of shyness, okay. Then the giver? No, maybe it's only out of shyness. It's not because he wants the people to praise him, the giver. Just he's shy to say no in front of those people. We'll get back to that, inshallah. We'll get back to that. إذا في ضرورة ما في حرج. إذا في ضرورة ما في حرج. كويت. الله يبارك فيكم. يعني I can't hear. يعني they don't have a microphone. I can't hear very well. And if you talk, then it becomes more difficult. Go ahead. Oh, I sell? What did you say? Can I stay in your house? let me ask and I'll get back to you. What's the other one? Yeah. What container are you talking about? When you cook it? Or a container where just the meat is? So after you remove the meat, if there is traces of blood, you wash it, you clean it. Wafiq, canvas. Yeah, I know, but I don't answer those questions usually. We'll talk later about it. The poor does not take the money of the orphan. Anything that belongs to the orphan, if the orphan gives it to a poor person, even to a poor person, this poor person does not take it. Tfaddali. We'll talk later about it, inshallah. It needs our details pertaining to this issue. Balal hayda. Consume. For example, if someone takes a jacket unrightfully from another person, it is not permissible for him to wear it. If someone takes food from another person unrightfully, it is not permissible for him to eat it. If someone takes a car from another person unrightfully, it is not permissible for him to drive it. If someone takes a house unrightfully from another person, it is not permissible for him to stay in it. And so on.
Make use of it. Make use of it.
And if someone is collected with people for a particular Islamic purpose, and at the end of that we have some leftover, can we spend it on other Islamic purposes? For example, some people who are in Islamic purpose and at the end of Ramadan we have leftover, can we spend it
on something else? Yes, with the condition of taking the permission to go back to the people who gave it and take their permission to spend it on that on another person. Or at the beginning, when one takes the money, he says, if there is any left over, then give us the permission to spend it on something else. But without their permission, no. Yalla Hajj, bastay. He asked about someone who... any question? Ala wasi. Tfaddal. If someone sells you something stolen, you do not buy it from him. No. Yeah, you do not. If you know it is stolen, yeah, you cannot. Huh? If you think, if you believe, if energy, what do you mean, Muhammad? Yeah, but the living room is there, whether you are there or not. The electricity is on, whether you are there or not. So it's not because of you. But if you go there, if you go to the place where orphans live, and you believe that they are going to offer you, they are offering you, let's say, coffee or something else, from the belongings of the orphans, you don't drink it. Or even when you get, when you come in, you tell them, don't offer me anything. I don't want to drink anything. If they accept your advice, you tell them, and I advise you not to do this and this. You advise them not to use the money of the orphans for such purposes. Otherwise, if they, you tell them, if they do not accept, then you did, in this case, you do whatever you can do, and you tell them, I don't want to eat from it, I don't want to consume it. يلا حش تفضل. وسيصلون سعيرا. معناه من المؤمنين وغيرهم عام هاي. معنى الآية المؤمنون وغير المؤمنين الذين يفعلون هذا سيصلون سعيرا. هذا معناها. عامة عامة. تفضل حاج. دين بيت. مال فكرت بيت. بيبدو يرده إلى أصحابه. أي دين ما دينوا شيء هو. لا. If someone gives you some money as a loan, and you discover that this money, the money itself that he gives it to you, is stolen. In this case, you do not use it; you give it back to its owner, or the lawful owner, and. In this case, you do not owe that person anything, because he was not giving you a loan of his money. This is stolen money. Go, تفضل حاج. حاج. هو تفضل. Yeah, if you have a building that has, let's say, 10 apartments, if you want to make one of those apartments as waqf, as a masjid, or as a school, or whatever, waqf, you can do that, yes. If you own a house, you can make a room as waqf. About cigarettes, if you buy them with the intention of selling them, you assume that the one who comes to buy them is not harmed by them, and that's how you sell them. If you know, but if you know, if there is a case, a specific case, where you know that this person is harmed buy cigarettes, then you do not sell to them. تفضل. No, you mean hiring you? You are not, no, in this case, you are not taking something without something that you give. This is not, no, we were not talking about this, no. تفضل. Thank you. They do?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got the... We will talk about this, inshallah, later. And you are collecting money for what? If it is a case of necessity, then don't worry about them being shy or not. If it is a case of necessity, and this is the way to fulfill the necessity, a real necessity, as we explained before, they have to do it. It's an obligation upon them when it is a real necessity. That's why they use they mention it under the title of the sins of the abdomen, because in many cases this is how they use it. A wealthy Muslim is someone who has more than his needs. That's what it means. It does not mean to have a, and it doesn't have to be a millionaire to be wealthy. تفضلي حاجة. ليش؟ منجز حاله هيك، لا يجوز من غير حاجة أن ينجس الشخص نفسه، لا يجوز. It is not permissible for one to contaminate oneself with najasa just without a need for that. Any najasa. ما دخل هذا شيء تاني هذا له في تفصيل حاجة هذا في تفصيل it is permissible to smoke if the cigarettes do not hurt you. In what case? When it doesn't hurt. Always cigarettes, like harmful, how would it be always harmful? For example, if I smoke, then the smoke comes out of my mouth. Only that, it's not harmful. No, I'm not joking, I'm trying to let you... It's not always harmful, no. I know people that smoked for 70 years or 80 years and they were not harmed at all. At all. No, it depends on the conditions. He might make it a condition. It depends on the conditions. MashaAllah, this time I have a lot of questions. Tafaddali, Kasi. Can you repeat, please? So, someone takes your money?
No.
No. You go to someone else's place, and for example, they have food there. So, a friend, they are not at home, but you know that they accept that you eat or the like. So, is it permissible for you to eat? Yes, it is. It is. I cannot hear you at all. Inshallah, we'll talk later about it. I need to review. I don't want to talk before reviewing about this issue. Inshallah. لا هي حكمة بالشرع أنها ضرورة نحكي إن شاء الله بعدين تفضل أبو صلاح تفضل هذا الطعام من أين؟ عنده مصدر مال حلال ومصدر مال حرام يجوز خير لك لكن أن تتنزه عن هذا يجوز if someone earns money from halal sources and at the same time he earns money from haram sources if he invites you for example to his house and he offers you food. Do you eat or you don't eat? It is permissible to. You don't know. From where did he get this food? How did he get it in a halal way or in a haram way? It is permissible to eat, but it's better not to do it. It is better not to do it. Of course, except if most likely this is from the haram source, then you don't eat. Let me answer the questions on the papers. If someone is lost in the desert and he does not have anything to eat except there is something which is stolen that he can eat it. If he doesn't do, he is going to die. This is the case of necessity. In this case, he can eat that. What happens if...
What's that? They borrow his money.
If someone borrows money from another person, he spends it. After spending it, he discovers that this money was haram. He goes back to the one that he gave it to him. He spent it. So he goes to the one that he gave it to him, where he spent it. He goes to that person and tells him, the money that I gave you was haram money. It is taken from so and so. Give it back to him. And there you are. He gives him halal money instead of that money. He manages with him. He breaches the contract or he gives him halal money. They manage together. If you borrow money and then you know that it is haram after you spent it, then as I said, you tell the one that took it, give it to its owner. That's how it goes. If someone buys a medicine and then later he discovers that this medicine has a prohibited material, a najas, filthy material, can he return it to the store after opening it? If he returns it and they give him his money back and they do not use it, they throw it as they usually do after it's opened, then why not? There is no problem in that. The extra lashes by Umar, were they a bid'ah? Or does that mean that Umar heard it from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام? Umar رضي الله عنه knew that don't add papers for me, please. Are we going to stay here for 2 more hours? Umar radiyallahu anhu knew that as a caliph, he had the authority to add lashes to discipline those who were drinking alcohol. So that's why he did it. In the religious rules, it is permissible for the ruler to punish with certain punishments that are not mentioned explicitly in the rules of the religion, under certain conditions and according to a certain way. Umar applied that rule. May Allah reward him. Written, can you please clarify the issue of proving in Shuhay Hajj? In brief, for this issue, if someone has a coat and it has inside, what do they call it? The lining, it has feathers. Here there are two cases. If the feathers are taken from edible animals, before, after they were slaughtered properly, or before they were killed, when they were alive, then it is, this feather is tahir, it is not najas, filthy. If the feather is taken from non-edible birds, or it is taken from edible birds, but after killing them improperly, in this case, the feather is najas, filthy. So you don't pray while wearing it, etc. Okay. Is it clear? So you know that there is feather in there, but you don't know, you didn't see them. You don't know the kind of the feather. So you doubt, still you don't know, you doubt. Maybe it is just filthy, maybe not. Now I cannot think about the answer, maybe later, or let me finish the... I think I got tired. If there is a CD which has madih, religious songs in it, can one put things that are not religious on top of it? And if one does it while knowingly, when one knows that, what is the judgment? When you have a CD, is the madih... are the words stored in there? Do you believe that the words are stored in there? No. Well, maybe most of you, all of you, believe they are not stored in there. Then it is permissible to put those things, and it's not haram to do that, even if one throws it. It is not in the garbage, it's not kufr to do that. Barakallahu fikum. Right, go ahead. The last question. Go ahead. Eid is a bit. It is makruh to smoke cigarettes. It is disliked. But if one is not harmed by it. If one is harmed by it, then it is haram. It doesn't matter. This is not something gathered. This is only a wetness. It does not matter. Barakallahu feekum. Let's say la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I know that about cigarettes, some people they rush to say it is haram without giving smoking cigarette, without cigarettes, without giving any details. This is not good. This is not good. Several Shafi'i scholars mentioned explicitly that if one is not harmed by them, then it is makruh. And Allah yubarik fikum, I'm still talking. And two famous Hanafi scholars, they authored about that. They authored special works, volumes about that. Sheikh Abdul Ghani Nablusi, he authored two books about this issue. And Muhammad Murtada Zabidi, he authored also a booklet about this issue in particular. So one shouldn't rush to say haram about something which is not haram in the matters of the rules of the religion. Barakallahu feekum.